Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of James. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4.
Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Wisdom is more than knowledge. It requires lived experience. For example, you can believe in the value of perseverance, but you have no real insight to offer on the subject until you have pushed through a challenge yourself. Experience gives rise to wisdom. And more often than not, it is difficult experiences that compel us to put knowledge to practice. This is why James, the half-brother of Jesus, tells followers of Christ to consider their trials a gift. He's writing a letter to a group of Christians who are suffering and facing persecution for their faith, and he encourages them to embrace these difficult circumstances as an opportunity to develop spiritual maturity, lived wisdom. With a collection of Proverbs, James unpacks the nature of godly wisdom. James's letter touches on so many different subjects, but we're going to categorize them into two fields: wisdom in relation to God and wisdom in relation to others. The letter covers a lot of different principles for wise living, so as we move through them, just try to hold on to the ones that stand out to you the most. First, wisdom in relation to God looks like remaining faithful to God under trial, James 1:12, while patiently awaiting God's return, James 5:7. Acknowledging that every good gift comes from God, James 1:17. Being doers of the word and not just hearers, James 1:22. Humbly submitting to God's sovereign will over our plans and agendas, James 4:13 through 15. And finally, finding security in God, not our possessions, James 5:1 through 6. And second, wisdom in relation to others looks like being careful with our words, acknowledging their power to hurt, James 1:19. Taking care of others, specifically orphans and widows, James 1:27, and those lacking in basic needs, James 2:15. Showing impartiality to people regardless of their status, James 2:1. Promoting peace by turning away from mean-spirited ambition, boasting, or jealousy, James 3:14 through 18. Confessing our sins to each other and praying for one another, James 5:18. And lastly, lovingly pursuing friends who are wandering from God's truth, James 5:19 through 20. Now, going through these principles for wise living, we're probably all convicted because none of us comes close to upholding all of these exhortations. And James acknowledges this reality in his letter when he says, "For we all stumble in many ways." So James advises us in James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him." Prayer is foundational to wisdom. For example, when life feels out of control, we pray and ask God to give us confidence in His sovereignty. When someone makes us angry, we pray and ask God for self-control over our words. In times of ease and flourishing, we ask God to keep us humble and dependent upon Him. In a competitive and self-serving workplace, We ask God to give us a spirit of peace. To pray and ask God for help requires humility. And humility is not natural to us. We also can't teach ourselves to be humble. Really, we receive humility by embracing our weakness and the lack of godly wisdom. When trials come, we humbly ask God to do the work of developing wisdom within us. So the root of all wisdom is faithful dependence upon God. And what better to teach us dependence than circumstances we feel ill-equipped to handle? And whatever you might be facing, you can consider your trials all joy, like James 1:2 says, because they keep you close to your Heavenly Father, the source of all wisdom. I know I often see difficult circumstances as inconvenient bumps in the road, inefficient detours. But the message of James has made me wonder, what if these types of circumstances are actually destinations God has for me? What if they're not irritating side notes, but the main thing for a season? One specific example that comes to my mind is when my now one-year-old son was really struggling with naps. He would only sleep 30 minutes at a time, so I was never able to get anything done. I would get so frustrated because this challenge was keeping me from doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing. Things like doing a quiet time in the Word or working on writing devotionals. But looking back, I wish I would have seen this challenging circumstance as a chance to practice dependence on the Lord, to ask Him to enter into the situation with me, to see the challenge as an opportunity to develop patience instead of just letting my frustration run unchecked. I recently came across a quote from a French philosopher and theologian who said this: God will teach you more than all the most experienced persons or the most spiritual books can do. You already know a great deal more than you practice. You do not need the acquirement of fresh knowledge, half so much as to put in practice that which you already possess. This quote is convicting to me because it's easy for me to study scripture or read books about Christian living, but I get frustrated when difficult circumstances call me to actually put that knowledge into practice. The message of James reminds me that I can count trials all joy because they are teaching me to depend on God and they are developing godly wisdom within me. So take a moment now to ask God to develop godly wisdom within you in the areas you feel lacking. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for directing your path in a way that's not always easy, but that grows you to live more holy and fully.
In the valley of the shadow, I cling to you.